Hello.
Hello, good morning,
Hello.
afternoon, or evening, depending on your time frame. Thanks for joining today. I'll give a few more minutes. I know we'll have a lot of absences. There's a lot going on this week in particular with different conferences and events happening. I can go ahead and put our agenda in the chat. And since I have a few people here, our next meeting is scheduled for March 17th. Is I know we're getting into spring break weeks, some holidays coming up in different parts of the countries. Are people able to attend that date, or is that lo looking like a difficult date for people?
Not a problem for me.
Okay.
And works for me as well.
It's actually spring break here this week.
Oh, well, thank you for joining.
It doesn't really affect me, but there are no students
Yeah.
around.
No, same. The 17th is ours. But again, I'm not going anywhere, so it'll be nice and quiet for a while. We're going to actually move to Sunflower that week.
So the next meeting then would be the 31st. I think this is one of the meetings that should be skipped.
The 31st.
Yeah, because
Okay.
it's I'm not sure if it's actually the first week of April or the last week of March. If it's the last week, we have this rule that we should skip meetings in the last week of the month.
You're right, it's both first and last
Yeah,
week, so
therefore I'm
yeah.
not sure. Therefore I'm asking.
I think we agreed that we don't have to abide by that rule, but like I will put a note that we should skip, and if there's nothing pressing, we will skip.
If
That
it's
sounds good.
actually the last week of the month.
Well, cool. We got a good crowd, so I think I'll go ahead and get started. I'm just going to put that agenda in the chat again for everybody. So the first thing on the agenda for today is submit your proposal to WolfCon. Is anyone here planning on presenting?
I will be presenting, but virtually, as I will not be physically there. But I have
Excellent.
some viewfind helpers on the ground. So anyone who wants to do viewfind stuff and won't be there, I can connect you.
Wonderful. Thanks for that, Damien. And if you want to put that in the chat too, in case we have any people who are like wanting to present on Viewfind but may not be physically present at the space, because I believe that's a requirement. You have to have at least one physically present person to present.
Correct. Yeah, I will put in the chat the link to the Viewfind Summit page because we are merging this year's International Viewfind Summit with WolfCon. So you get two conferences for the price of one.
Yeah, I saw that. That looks great. Do you think that's going to be an ongoing thing, Damien, or are you just trying it out for this year?
We've actually done it before.
Okay.
There's an annual Viewfind conference in Germany. So sometimes we go to WolfCon and sometimes we merge with the German event, but this year WolfCon made more sense.
Okay.
So I'm wondering who plans to attend the WolfCon? Not virtually, but in person.
I just got okay from my boss, so I will be there. It's close by.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
might
so.
also be there. I'm not really sure. But yeah, might be the case.
I'm also on the fence, so.
I will not be going this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
Neither
have
will
no
I.
money.
Yeah.
But I will hopefully be attending virtually. I'm really always really enjoy all the presentations. Okay. Yeah, I'll probably also like in the chat just encourage people to, if they're thinking of discovery presentations, to go ahead and submit. I think it's in April is the due date for that. Okay, any other updates before I move on to JERA's? Okay, so we have a few JERA's to review as well as kind of our older ones. Let's see if I can open that up. I'll go ahead and share my screen just so we can see what we're talking about. That even. Are you, is anyone seeing anything? Okay, good. You're seeing the Jira page.
Yes.
Wonderful. One of my
Yes.
screens just went like dark, so I wanted to make sure the right one was highlighted. So this one, I just threw a couple up here. Oh, thank you so much. We got some comments. So, okay. So that first one we can just remove. Wonderful. That second one. So this is include additional mark fields for stub records. And that was a good question. How many libraries create instant records without using mark? Does anyone kind of know the answer to this? Because I know some libraries do load e-resource records without using source mark, but I don't know if that's what they're talking about here.
I had similar questions and put a call out, but to our cataloging group because I don't know. But I think we do eRecords, source folio, and but it's I don't know. I don't know that it's applicable to us either way.
Okay.
Just
Yeah.
for a little
And
context, maybe it's worth noting that there's already the ability to map non-MARC instance records to MARC through OAI PMH, and it's a flag that can be turned on or off. So I assume this ticket is just about adding some new features to that, but the feature is already there, unless I misunderstand something.
okay, so it's something that's already working. It's just to add some more capabilities, and we don't need to follow. Is your
Right.
suggestion?
So I
I
don't
mean,
get
yeah,
what
the
is
functionality.
is there. You can control it and it's part of the OAI PMH settings. You can basically say, do you want it to just harvest source mark, or do you want it to harvest anything that's an inventory? But this is so this looks like it's a very specific issue about the
Oh, it's about,
3.36.
yeah,
Yeah, like
no,
it's
it's
not
not
being
just,
mapped back
it's,
to.
yeah, it's not just about that field. I think it's about not having MARC record in one that is generated, and you get just a stub record in that case where some fields are missing. So this was my question I put into the list. Yeah. Is that actually something that's common that libraries are creating inventory entries and not having marked data in Folio? I
We
mean,
do
I
it.
know there are libraries that don't have any marked data, but they won't be harvesting marked data from Folio.
No, we create stubs for reserve items, and there's no source mark for those, I believe. So
Yeah, I
we're
think.
mapping basically the fields and in inventory to mark to make it showable in the catalog.
So why are you doing that? Because it's less work than to do a full mark record?
I don't know. It wasn't really my decision. I do know we've looked into it for e-resources because we can't delete and it's causing issues with not being able to delete e-resources just in lots of different ways for us because we have a lot of e-resources that need deleted. So this would allow us to actually like delete them. Like if you have source mark, you can't get rid of anything in any way, shape, or form.
And I can also, it could be other kinds of material. Like, for example, we don't want to catalog our board games into the national catalog. We do them directly in Folio. And then we, at the moment, we don't display them in EDS, but we can load them to EDS if we would like to. I don't know if that's a use case as well. But I'm not sure what stub record is.
So that's
Think,
usually
yeah, they
just
mean
like,
something like a short, brief
yeah,
record.
just a basic record with the minimal data that's available.
Yeah, in that case, those are stub records. Yeah.
Okay, so I guess I can see this being related to discovery since it is about creating records for discovery based on data in Folio. A metadata display sounds like a great place to put it.
Yeah, I think so.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I have it there. And then there's also, so there were, I will admit, there were a couple down here that I was like, it kind of looks like this is more about our, can you place a hold request fun and recall functionality stuff that we've, it seems like they're really dividing that up into smaller and smaller parts. So I didn't bring any of those forward, but feel free to like come back and review those. And we will talk about that after this. But I did bring forward this one in that it was include display summary because this is one that I've actually been expecting that there's a new field in the item record. So once again, a field that's in Folio that's not necessarily in the source mark that we might patrons might want to or patrons librarians might want to display. As end user information. And correct me if I'm wrong, is this the one that's generated by the Serials app or is this something different?
It's available in any item record, but if you are using the Serials app, you can kind of pre-populate it that way. It does look like this is about the OAI holdings output because the display summary is exported if populated in RTAC. Which
Okay.
will often, override the kind of base OAI load information. So if there are situations where people are harvesting via OAI but not using RTAC,
Oh.
I think that, I mean, so I guess I'm trying to figure out sort of when you would be using one but not the other.
Yeah, and this somewhat looks like a bug to me. They've added the display field, but it's not exported
Right.
via OAI.
And yeah, it's not mapped in the
Yeah.
so.
So this maybe this was overlooked when the display summary was introduced.
I mean, I suppose it is, it would be good for them to be consistent, but I really don't, I personally, I really wish there was less of this hard code, this is only the thing that's going to display rather than making that configurable, at the tenant level, like, because the display summary is relatively new, we've got an awful lot of things that, don't have it. But also, there may be cases where we want, other pieces to just, to take precedence. Serials can be really weird. And we, there's a lot of legacy data, that, kind of carried over in slightly different ways, depending on.
Yeah, but that wouldn't end up in display summary. Display summary will only be populated if you put it, deliberately put data in.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I guess I'm it's more about the philosophical of
Yeah.
here's another hard-coded
Yeah.
preference, when making this a configurable setting would solve more problem, a broader set of of issues, especially because there is no way to, currently move data that say is in enumeration and chronology or in volume to, so I just.
So you would like to see something like an inventory to mark mapping that you can configure
Yes.
based on, yeah, I'm wondering if the rule that is requested here is if display summary is populated, it should be
Related,
used,
right.
otherwise the other data, the existing data, should be used. That's a fairly simple rule. If you have a more complex one, like, well, I might have display summary, but I don't want to display it, then it gets really complex.
I feel like we're going to end up with. You want to make sure that if they then make, if other changes are made in RTAC for, I don't know that you would necessarily, depending, I don't know that every library would always want to not include enumeration and chronology in data if they're mapping that differently for indexing or something. I can just think of a lot of scenarios where this may not, necessarily be a, maybe enumeration's being used to control a sorting tool, and then, display summary being the human readable version, then you lose that input.
Yeah, Jen, could you make a comment on this ticket, kind of saying what you're saying? Just because I think you bring up a good point, and I'm afraid to make a comment because I'm like, I don't quite know enough to, like,
Yes, I
maybe
will.
this is configurable, right? Like, I don't know. But yeah,
I mean,
I
it's.
get what you're saying about it just because it's true for one library, this is a local field. What is, should it be hard coded, or should libraries have the option to adjust this as need be for their use cases?
I just hate to see them build in more hard-coded things that we're cursing in 3 years. So, but I will comment on the JIRA itself.
Thank you for that. Thank you for bringing up those concerns. Let's see. Yes, I can put metadata display. This is also indexing, but we don't have one for that. So works close enough.
All right, and I'm adding these as we go. So, do you mind scrolling up a little so I can see what needs to be added to the very topmost one? I missed that. Oh, no
No
action.
action.
That's why I
You're
missed
good. You're already
it.
done with the first one.
Wonderful.
And then this one was holds only request policy and allowable items for requesting. And I tried to summarize this as best I could, but this seems to be like if you're a library doing title level request, but you don't have a recall policy, right? Like you want your patrons have to come into the library and get the book themselves off the shelf. You're not going to do that for them. And they request an item that has been checked out, which then they could pick up from the desk. But there's two other items on the shelf to make them go to the shelf and pick it up. That's my summary, but I could be incorrect here. Okay. And you put this might be more of a bug than an enhancement.
Yeah, because it in the end, if you try to check out the book, this is my understanding. If you go to the library, get the book from the shelf and try to check it out, it will result in an error, so you cannot do that. So that's the bug part, in my opinion.
But it might, like, let's say there was only one copy, right? And somebody had checked it out, then that would be a legitimate request to,
Yeah,
because
but
you.
the problem is the one that can be the one is you have one that is checked out, and you have two that are left on the shelf. So you can go in the library, fetch one, and you go to the checkout, and it doesn't work. You should be able to check it out, but it doesn't work. So that's the bug, in my opinion.
So, because you have a title level hold on the item, it won't let you check out the item? Is that the bug?
I think I wasn't understanding that. I thought you definitely could still. It's just that the patron, instead of going to the library and checking it out personally, is just placing a hold on the. Oh no, you're right, because it's title level. They don't have a choice. So it, so the bug is it's title level and it shouldn't be going to the one that's checked out. It should be going to the.
Yeah, if you look at the document attached to the Jira, it actually shows the first image is actually the error message you get when you try to check it out. And it says it has been requested by another patron.
But that's you. You are
Yeah.
that other
So, yeah, I've read the description multiple times. I'm still not really sure if I understood it. Because of this error message, you have one that you could fetch and should be able to check out, and you cannot check it out. That looks like an error to me. So, well, we can discuss if it's an enhancement to make this possible or if it's a bug. It doesn't really matter. It should work.
This is true.
Yeah.
And yeah, anytime we go into title level requests, to like my mind goes into overdrive. So I'm like, yes, title, how does that actually like? There's a lot of rules in place for those to work. So this definitely seems like kind of a new request item.
But is it related to discovery? Yeah.
That's true. It might be because it might need a dis.
Well, the title level request is getting placed in discovery. If this is a patron initiated request, that's the only place that could really happen.
Yeah, it's like it's the beginning of the process, but it's not actually related to the bug at all. I mean,
Yeah.
I mean, I think the part that's potentially discovery related is if they fix the bug so that you can't place a title level request when there's an available copy,
Yeah.
you would want to be sure that discovery displays an appropriate error message so the user understands why their request is failing.
Yeah, because that would look really bad.
Yeah.
I can add a no with that.
Yes. I think in, yeah, it's a matter of how does this logic appear to the patron and,
Did they mention in what system it happens, in what discovery?
There was a note like, is this an EBSCO patron empowerment issue?
It's probably EGS.
But I would expect that the problem would exist in any discovery that integrates with Folio, so long as Folio is allowing this illegal hold to be placed in the first place. As long as you can place a bad hold, it's a bug. Once they fix the bug, there will be an error message that needs to make its way back to the discovery system, whatever it may be.
Okay, so I added a note to that ticket just to be like, what is going to be displayed to the patron if they fix this so they know. And we can mark this under request.
Done.
Yeah,
Is
I'm
it just
wondering if
me, or
you sorry, go ahead.
as you say, is it just me, or wouldn't we actually? I mean, I realize that you're using title level holds, and that's your kind of that's the method that you're asking the system to do. But in this case, you probably just want it to become a copy level hold,
Well,
right?
this is
Oh,
specifically in
because
an
I'm
area where
sorry, the user.
copy level holds aren't allowed for available
Yeah.
items.
That's I'm trying to wrap my head around it because I'm really grateful that we'll never have this scenario.
Yeah, same here.
I think.
Hopefully this is a narrow edge case.
Yes.
Yeah, and I just was wondering, Damien, when you said illegal request, I'm wondering if it's actually illegal or if it should be placed on the copy that can be requested instead of one that is cannot be requested.
Well,
But
but
then you're
the
keeping the
scenario
user
is
from renewing when there's
the
other copies
scenario.
available.
I think the scenario though is that this is an institution that does not allow requests to be placed on available items.
Which I, yes, you don't have the staff, you can't do it.
Yeah, but that's actually tricky because that I think that could occur in our library too. We have lots of institutes with their separate libraries where you might just get the book if you go there, but we might have the same book in the library and in the magazine. So you can request that one, but you cannot request the other ones. And currently, if you can place a request, but you have to wait until that copy is returned from the main library. So the request wouldn't be illegal. Just would be maybe less. You would have to wait longer for the book in that case. So in our case, the request wouldn't be illegal.
I
So
see.
we would require different circulation rule probably for that.
Right, but you're not using the title level holds for your system.
We are not yet on Folio, so we have a different library system that allows title level holds. We
Okay.
use title level holds in this case, but the rules probably differ from Folio and our current library system.
Yeah, because the circular, I think the circulation rules can control for that because they can get pretty intense, as you all know. So you could set it up so that this wouldn't be illegal, but I guess the bug is they've set it up so that it is, but it's still working, and it shouldn't be.
I don't think that this is what I keep thinking of is like, well, shouldn't discovery be able to figure out that this isn't possible and suppress a request button, right? That's I think how we would try to solve the issue is you've got this something that's going to result in illegal. We would want to stop the request button from being drawn instead of drawing a request button and then telling the user, "Oh, sorry, just kidding, can't."
Yeah,
You know?
I think both things are true, though. Like you
Right.
definitely want a way to block it at discovery, but you don't want it to be able to slip through the cracks somehow.
Sure. Of course, of course, of course. But it all goes back to, yes, you need something in the system that's telling you either an error message or something, some response in the API that says, nope, we can't. Or not in the API, but some response that says you can't do this.
That actually would be fixed if one of our main priorities would be implemented so that we can get the information if something is requestible.
I was
Yes,
going to say, this is a great
yes,
segue to the next topic
yes.
about our two like high priority Jiras that we're trying to get like more traction on and figuring that out. And looking, I was trying to, from the last meeting, I was trying to get examples of like cases of where this is an issue to try and get at more specifics and see at what level we should advocate for. Jira wise, like, is there a more specific Jira ticket that we should replace the other one with? And my overall like question was exactly your question, Sarah. Like, is it better error messages, but or is it just a better way to not display the action so that they don't even see the error message? And I guess maybe that's up to the discovery end to do, but it's important information I think to put in to be like, we are hoping for better ability to put this button to display a button or not display a button based on these rules.
Or displaying another information, because the lack of a button is also something that creates confusion. Why is there no request button? So this item is not this record is not requestable. That kind of information would be nice, I think.
Yeah, of course you can. If you always want to use the same information, you could of course do that without getting any information back. Just the information it's not requestable would be sufficient. But if you want to know why it's not requestable, that gets more tricky.
And I'm thinking of loan types, Samri, and like in different solutions, different libraries have used to address exactly this to let the patron know this is library use only. Therefore, you're probably not expecting to see a placehold button unless it is because it's a special collections item and you do want to place a hold because you do have to in order to see it in the library in the special collections request room. I don't have an answer to this question, but thank you for adding that extra piece because you're right. It's a there's a lot of different UI or user interface solutions to this issue. And because we have so many different libraries doing different things, I don't know. I have the question of how discovery layers are can design for this. Loan types being a perfect example of some libraries use them, some libraries don't, some libraries use them, but they're not words you would want to display to a patron, where some configure them so that you would absolutely want to display them to the patron. And then some people have discovery systems where one can display it and the other one can't. Me. So lots of questions with different solutions about how do we let people know how they get the item.
Yeah, I think making this configurable on the discovery system side is not the real problem. You can do that if you can adapt the code. Of course, if you have a commercial product, you need to get the provider to adapt the code for you or make it configurable for you. But I think actually mapping that to the information that has to be displayed shouldn't be the big issue. The issue is actually getting the information that you need to actually make a decision what to display.
Yeah, so let's see. This is. Oh, I went into renewals. I start with renewals. Yeah, so this is request and then the renewals one. So yeah. So we got some examples here. But I guess my question still stands as to if the
And I do apologize. I still haven't really heard anything back about the prioritization list from the Product Owners Guild. Like, no, that's our internal one.
Product
The
Council.
Product Council. Thank you. Thank you, Jen. The Product Council, like, has not given me any more information about where they're going with it, other than they are going to be going forward with it in some way, shape, or form. So I'm assuming we'll be able to change these priorities. So my question kind of is just like, do we try and advocate for these tickets, or are there better tickets maybe that can start this work or is working on this work?
Well, it depends on whether the decision is actually to only look at the at issues in certain status. So if draft is not sufficient, then we have a problem. Then we need to move this forward actually to get it into another status.
Yeah, and I'm happy to try and work on this particular t issue. But I just remember from past conversations, we were like, is there.
I think we probably need to talk to a product owner to get this forward. Well, that's already that's the I'm not sure, is that one of our priority tickets?
This one, the enhancements to our tech.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It was just linked as the parent to this one.
Ah, okay.
And it has a little more action. And I think this is because there's been a huge push within the EBSCO community about this particular topic because of the way their system currently is able to allow patrons to request items. Sorry, I'm speaking because I don't actually know. We don't have patron empowerment in EDS, but I think this is where a lot of this work is coming from and why there's getting a lot more action on re request in particular, because they're trying to let people check out multiple things at one time.
Yeah. I suspect that some of the pressure is coming from Library of Congress needs as well, you know, just in terms of the kinds of requesting that maybe happening. But
So, like, is this a, so? Should we? I guess this question is like, should we replace kind of this with this, or is.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's an is that a no, that's not an epic. It's just the parent.
I mean, it is an epic.
I mean, that's RTAC specific. And isn't the other ticket more general, actually?
Yes.
And for Viewfind, we probably need the more general one.
Yes,
In
definitely.
the yeah, because it's not using the RTEC.
And I would think the RTAC implementation would also still need that underlying functionality in order to function.
Right.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Yeah, the
Yeah.
actual information needs to be provided, you know, whether that goes via, you know, mod RTAC or a different API is.
Yeah, so I'd still be in favor of beginning at the beginning.
Maybe it would help to talk to Kalila as the product owner for all these tickets to see if they are what they intend to do with them.
Okay. Yeah, I could reach out to Kalila and see if be like, oh, these are in draft. We've been told by product council we want to get them out of draft. Like, what are the next steps? And see what she has to say.
Yeah, and maybe we actually need to advocate for not looking at this in the context of the attack.
Yeah, that would be a good question to ask. Like,
And yeah, and therefore I would prefer to keep those two tickets compared to the parent ticket.
okay. And I will go ahead and add these to the comments. And if other people have other examples they want to add to the comments as well. Please go ahead and do so. Nope, that's not the other one. And with those are the two other items on the agenda. Was there anything else people wanted to discuss or had questions about?
I was wondering, we had this survey, I think, 2 years ago. So are there any plans to do a new survey? And if so, if would that be before WolfCon or after WolfCon? I think time is running out for doing this before WolfCon, I think, but
Yes. Do we have any activities planned for WolfCon where it might make sense to talk about a future survey? Or is the fact that at least a significant number of us won't physically be there too much of an obstacle to make that practical?
I mean, I think, and Mari, you had a great point in the last discussion that we had about a survey, and that your core question is what do people want this SIG to do for them, right? Like, do we do yearly enhancement surveys to just let the different products know what people are really wanting? Do we do more like what we did last time, which is just a big every 3 to 5 years, what are the things missing in your discovery environment type surveys? Is there something else like trainings or topic discussions that people would like us to see? So that to me, that's a really interesting question. Like, I don't know what people really want from this group. I have my own ideas of what they could want or what I want from this group in the future. As other people take control and become chairs. But that's just personal for my institution. So that was kind of your question you were thinking of, right, Marie? And is that kind of a question other people have been thinking about?
Don't recall that, but maybe. But I don't think that people have the time to answer this survey about what they want from the SIG, to be honest. We are all a bit survey fed up, maybe. I think more like well, last time when we asked about pain points of the system, what are you really missing? What's making your life problematic? That's maybe more engaging. But it takes time and effort to answer, not only to
take care of the survey results and make the survey, but also to actually answer the survey. But maybe more like, I wonder if it would be doable to do some kind of interviews or talk to, would you be willing to kind of be deep, a little bit more deep dive to find the issues in the interview format with a few selected. I haven't thought through this. I'm just thinking now.
I was wondering if we actually should do something like a review, what has changed since we have identified the pain points last time. But if we come to the conclusion that not much has changed, it doesn't make probably doesn't make sense to make a new survey because the same we would get the same answers.
I agree. I would start with the review before I would do another survey. And if, maybe we find that we've done quite a lot and then we want to celebrate those accomplishments and share them with the community. And if we find that we have not done a lot because we're blocked at various fronts, then I think we need to get unblocked before we ask for even more work that we can't get done.
Yeah, and I do remember when after we did the pain point survey, we did a presentation at WolfCon to look at what had been done since the pain point survey as well. So we could revisit kind of that survey and findings in the presentation. I guess it wasn't even a year later, it was a few months later about the work being done and planned to do since a lot of that work was done. Would that be like an internal investigation for just this SIG, or it's something that we plan on presenting on at WolfCon?
I think we should do an internal investigation first, and then we can decide if that is a presentation or not.
Yeah, I think Trillium is scheduled for May. So maybe that would be a good point to look at what has changed.
But at the same time, you need to actually have implemented it into your discovery to see the changes, I think. But I wonder, could now I'm thinking aloud again, sorry. if it could be like some kind of a workshop at WolfCon, when we kind of look at the discovery system that we have and talk loud and take notes.
That's true. We could have a working meeting essentially of this committee or this SIG as a WolfCon event. And then if people want to be involved or not, as long as someone is willing to run that in a hybrid format from the venue. I just double checked and the proposal submission deadline is March 25th. So we have a couple more weeks to think about it. And I think there's a chance that the deadline will get extended because it often does, but probably not too far. But we could maybe put in a placeholder for that kind of a working meeting and then repurpose it and revise it a little if we find that it could be used in a better way.
Yeah, and I'm thinking if we could even get that like previous pain points internal assessment done before that working meeting, that could kind of be the beginning of the meeting and then some kind of like Jamboard or way of talking about like your personal top five things you want to see done. Does somebody want to develop that? Well, I guess I should first say, does that sound like a good idea? Doable in the time frame that we've been given?
And like always, it feels like I am deep in a development work cycle at Stanford that I have no available time right now. I will admit. And there's a big question mark about whether or not I'll be at WolfCon. So I'm happy to participate some in meetings, but my outside meeting time is really limited right now. Understood,
Similarly,
Sarah.
my best committed time for this is these meetings, but we do have a meeting in 2 weeks on the 17th. Maybe we could dedicate that meeting to reviewing our past presentations, talking about them, and making a decision about whether to submit a proposal, assuming there's nothing more urgent on the agenda. I think we actually could probably do quite a lot in an hour if we put our heads together.
I think, just kind of maybe pulling up the last data and just kind of walking through it and seeing, and that'll at least kind of indicate, do we have something to move forward with or not, you know?
Exactly. Between all of us, I trust that we can remember a few things. I don't trust myself to remember anything.
I can set the agenda up for that and just link to all the relevant documents so that they're ready for a discussion, with the goal being at the end of that meeting, deciding, do we do this? And like, if we decide, yes, maybe just write it out, submit it there. And if we decide no, work is done.
No harm done.
Sounds good.
Okay, I can set up that up for the next meeting and we can decide that then. And thanks for bringing that topic back, because it's been sitting in the back of my mind of I wanting to talk about it again, but I wasn't sure how to frame that conversation. So this is a good next step.
WolfCon always jumps on us faster than we expect. At least that's my experience.
Well, great. Any other topics that people wanted to dive into in these last few moments?
I just saw an announcement that EDS is going to change the design a lot this summer.
Yes.
And that's could be something that we need. Well, I don't know if we should ask Tammy to have a presentation for us. What's in it for well, changes that could apply to our areas.
Yeah, that could
I'm
be
thinking
useful.
about my account placement, for example, and of course, Artec.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting, and on the EDS partners list, there were some recent, requests for feedback on linked data development, and I'm kind of like, this would have been a nice thing to be asked about. I mean, I think in some ways, a lot of it, the general thrust of it does seem to be a moving towards some of the things that they dropped from Classic that were actually okay about navigation, just in terms of moving where the filters are and things like that. But
Oh, it was. I got a lot of comments about the filters. A lot of faculty being like, "Hey, what's up with this?" No, that's a good point. Do you have any? Do you remember the link? I don't even remember seeing the link data conversation.
Yeah, I think it was. I can forward you the email. It was.
Okay, I'll post that because I remember something about the people pages, and I have thoughts about. We've been trying that out this fall, and I have thoughts about that.
Reminding me, Jen, that Tammy actually asked me about linked data and to meet with Stanford folks about it, and I think I just dropped that email in that, I have too much going on right now.
I also feel a bit guilty. We have been able to testing this in Folio, but we haven't had the time to do that.
I'm also thinking, would this group be? I I have to admit, I used to attend the Linked Data Sig when they first began, and then I realized they were talking about building a Folio app, and I was like, I'm not. I'll come back later. It might be interesting to hear from them maybe sometime this summer to talk about the work they've done in that sig, because when linked data is such a huge topic, right? It helps me when it starts getting narrowed down to like linked data meaning metadata editing versus linked data like in the author's pages in EDS right now, where they're working from their knowledge graph that they've built on the back end. Which is it, and it doesn't really work well with our mark, which is why I'm thinking of the two, like how do we get it to work better with our metadata? You know, what metadata they're using and how is it all linking? What is the actual technical components that they're using to link this data? Okay. Would somebody be willing to reach out to Tammy and just ask if anybody at EBSCO would like to come and maybe present on the changes coming in summer
I can
alongside.
tell me.
Okay, thanks, Marie.
Or someone else. I mean, maybe it's not Tammy, maybe it's someone else.
We're upgrading the sunflower in a week. So I'm kind of.
We're right there. Yeah,
We're
it's fine.
close behind you.
Yep. Sunflower's coming. It'll be
We're
fine.
there.
Yay, how's it been going?
Well, we have a request bug. Otherwise,
Oh.
fine. Lots of preparations, but after that, it was fine.
That's
Well,
a migration from Okapi to Eureka, or is that
yeah.
okay?
So lots of
Ours
works with
isn't.
the roles. Because we wanted to re, well, I wanted to make a fresh start as much as possible because we it was quite a few years since we started with the permissions, so they've been they are messy. So I wanted to start afresh, but they are nice to work with, so.
Good to
And
know.
ours is in 2 weeks, so now I'm, do we know about the request bug? We probably do, but it's a different group for me, so.
It should be resolved in sorry, patch 6. So if we
Okay.
had to know how we would be affected by it, we would probably have wanted to wait.
Okay.
I'm just making a note for myself, but I'm putting it on the agenda just in case anyone else. Yes, patch 6. Okay. Well, we are at time. Thank you so much for all your comments today. Feel free if there's anything I missed in the notes to add it in there. And next meeting, we will workshop our WolfCon presentation that we may or may not
Sounds great.
Excellent.
Bye, all.
Bye.
Bye.
See you.
Bye. Thank you.